Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome everyone to another night in the Red Room. This is Shelly L. Brooks, and I am not the host tonight. I want to just tell you how excited I am to turn the host, turn the microphone over. I'm so excited I can barely talk. I'm going to turn the microphone over tonight to our awesome co-host, author LaToya Carter Q, who is going to be your host for the night with our co-host, Samaj Brandon, of course, of Samaj Brandon LLC, and our controversial host. We just know he brings the most big love for our topic tonight. There's nothing else that I need to say. I'm just going to sit back, chime in when you ask me to, and turn the show over to our host. LaToya, thank you so much for joining us in the Red Room and hosting the show.
Thank you guys for having me. I'm pretty much a regular in the Red Room anyway, but for some reason it feels different being the host. I got a little bit nervous. I'm like, oh my goodness, what's this about? But I'm super excited about our topic tonight. I think we're going to have fun. I hope that, you know, we have a lot of participation, and let's get started. And I also want to thank Samaj and Vic. So you guys chime in whenever. So let's get started. The topic for tonight is love on layaway. We chose this topic because I was going to tell this a little bit later, but I'll do it now. I was having a conversation with Shelly over the weekend, and we were just discussing relationships and men and craziness, and I said, you know who popped back up? And she was like, who? I said, the guy that tried to put love on layaway. And after she fell out laughing for about 5 minutes, she said, that's it. Someone needs to hear this message. We have to tell people about love on layaway. So she was like, and who better to tell it than you? So I agreed to co-host with the fabulous guys tonight. So before we talk about what love on layaway is, for those callers who might be a little bit bougie or maybe a little bit young, we have to talk about what regular layaway is. Vic, have you ever put something on layaway?
Of course. Layaway, back in the days, layaway was the only thing we did because we had enough money to buy a great purchase, so we did layaway. So, yes, I have.
Samaj, I know you're a little bit younger than us, but have you ever put anything on layaway?
I had one time when I was working at Burlington Coat Factory. I had to put on layaway until I got paid that Friday.
Okay. For those of you who don't know what layaway is a system of paying. You go into the store, you see something you want, you don't have the money, so you put that item on layaway. You put a deposit down on it, you make payments, and then after you pay for it, you own it. A lot of people do layaway during Christmas time. Layaway began back, like, after the Great Depression because the banks were effed up and credit was effed up. So the stores, they didn't feel comfortable with letting people just take the stuff. So they let them pay a little bit here and there. And then once all the payments were made, they owned it. Now, love on layaway, same concept, but it works with people instead of items. I had this guy who, what I like to call, tried to put me on layaway. You know, we met, we had good time, good conversations, and he expressed his interest in me. And so to me, that was kind of like making his little down payment. We would go out here and there, but for whatever reason, he wasn't ready to take full ownership. And we'll get into more of that later. So, Shelly, what are your thoughts on love on layaway?
Well, after we had the conversation and I was able to breathe from laughing so long, I had to say that the love on layaway is something that I think a lot of us are and don't know it. or we've put somebody on love on layaway and didn't realize we were doing it. So the actual layaway, yep, I did it for the same purpose because I couldn't afford it at the time. So it was like, you know, let me put it on layaway. Or it was because I thought I wanted it, but I wasn't quite sure if I wanted to really pay for it and take it home. So I'm just going to leave it at that.
So that brings me to my next question. What are some of the reasons you guys feel that people might want to put love on layaway? I know for the guy who tried to put me on layaway, he wasn't in a place emotionally where he felt like he could fully be invested in a relationship. He made it known, yes, I'm interested in you. He put his little deposit down. And he made his monthly payments. I mean, we would hang out, go on dates, you know, here and there. But he wasn't ready to take ownership of me. He didn't want to say, hey, I want you, you know, to be my chick. I want you to be my woman. But at the same time, he tried to reserve me so that no one else, you know, could take me home or take me out of that store. So, Vic, what are some of the reasons you think guys or even ladies may put love on layaway? What are your thoughts?
Well, all right, so let me just tell you one thing. First of all, anybody that subject themselves to being on layaway should be laid away. No, I'm being honest, honestly, because layaway is not a person that has enough to make you what you're supposed to be, and they honestly inch by inch trying to get your attention or trying to make you where you have to be. For me, or anybody that's listening, should understand that if you're settling for love on being on layaway, then shit, you might as well just let that shit go. Hey guys, you know I keep it real, honestly. Layaway, what does layaway mean? Layaway is a purchasing method that you establish to get a big item, because you don't have enough to pay for it at that time, right? So at that point is that if a guy or a girl ain't got enough for you to purchase her at that time, why would you wait? Ain't no inch by inch or inch by inch, I'm yours or not. I'm saying in the beginning, you're right. You know, that's a stepping stage. That's not
so
layaway.
You never put a woman on layaway, Vic?
I put everybody. I got shit on layaway still back in 95.
Now, wait a minute.
What I'm saying, but at the same time, the person is okay with being on layaway. They're a person that knows that they're never going to be the person for you. So I got layaways that they still laying away. And some have been laid away.
Samaj.
Yes.
Why do you think men or the ladies put people on layaway?
I agree. It's an emotional thing. Some people are in a position where they want to get back out there and date again, but then they realize they're not emotionally ready to give their all or give their heart to somebody else already. So it just kind of depends on your situation, I guess, at the moment. Whether you're just recently divorced or recently broken up, kind of depends.
Have you ever put love on layaway?
I'll say yes. I had to think long and hard about that one. I think I kind of have.
But as I was researching this and thinking about it, isn't the whole game of dating like putting love on layaway? I mean, you're not going to just jump in and fully be with someone, you know, without putting in that time, that effort, you know, making those payments.
Most certainly.
And that's what I'm saying. And I love the topic because, you know, so a lot of people on layaway out there, and guess what?
They don't even know it.
I'm a strong person that feels like this. If you are giving your all and doing what you're supposed to do, layaway shouldn't even be an option. You know what I'm saying? Even the beginning stage, because guess what? After you meet someone and you go on a couple of a date or two, if you are not feeling it, if he's not, him or her is not treating you the way you think it's supposed to go, then guess what? There ain't no layaway plan. It's done. But I love this topic because so many people that listen to us right now, they've been on layaway. And guess what? You know what they do? They comfortable being on layaway. But guess what? At certain times, if you don't make that payment, the layaway, guess where it goes?
Gets canceled.
That's on the fucking shelf. So if you want to do the show.
Exactly. That was the point I was going to make later. And we'll go more into that, but you're exactly right. Part of the agreement of having a layaway is you have to consistently make your payments. If you don't, then your item is going to be put on the shelf. But another point I wanted to make up is for those of you who had layaway, when you go in, you actually have to sign an agreement. It's not quite that technical when you put love on layaway in terms of dating or relationships. But to me, if you're with somebody and y'all get to know each other and you're like, hey, I think you're cool. Hey, I think you're cool. We're going to work towards this. And it's mutual, then I think that it might be okay. But it's that agreement that's there. The problem comes into place where there's no contract. There's no agreement. You know you have that person on layaway, but they don't even know they're the merchandise.
Let me say this. If you think you're going to put me on layaway, you have another thing coming. I'm nobody's damn fool. I'm not made by Fisher Price. You would not put me on nobody's layaway and nobody's target. Okay?
So if you met someone, Samaj, and they came to you and they's like, hey, I'm really interested in you. I'm really digging you. I know I want to be with you, but right now I got some things going on that you know, I can't fully be in a relationship with you. But I want to spend time with you. I want to get to know you. I want to make those payments. And then, you know, eventually we'll be together. You would say no?
Like I just got finished dealing with it not too long ago. Oh, and Shelly, I got to tell you a story about my weekend.
See, no fire. We want to go here.
I can't put it on the air because they might be listening. But
this might be a conference call after the show.
Yes.
So.
But anyway.
Hey, Samaj, I'm sure he's listening, though. Be careful.
Oh, I know.
That reminds me, anyone who's listening, any callers online, on the phone, you can just push 1 to join in. If you have ever been put on layaway, if you put somebody on layaway, if you don't even know what a layaway line is, any comments, we're open. Just press 1 on your phone and we'll invite you into the Red Room to share your thoughts.
So let me go ahead and answer real quick. So I can't say that I'll turn them down off the jump because I do understand that everybody has their own situation. So if you're honest enough front with me from the beginning, then, yeah, I can say, all right, cool, we can hang out and get to know each other and see where things go. But if you don't say it up front, that's where the issue comes in for me. So it's a situational basis.
Now, Shelly, after our conversation, I know your mind, because we think so much alike. I know your mind went into overdrive. You were probably analyzing people, places, situations, stores, everything. Every trying to figure out, have I been put on layaway or have I ever been that purchasee and put somebody on layaway? So what have been your experiences?
You know me, because I had to clear my throat on that one. I did. I analyzed all of that. And it took me back to the last layaway purchase I had was, I think, 2012, an actual real layaway. And it was at a point where I had this party that I was going to, and I needed to buy some shoes, but I knew far enough in advance that I had time to pick out the shoes, the outfit, and everything. But I saw too much of what I wanted to buy at the time, so I decided there were two pairs of shoes I wanted to put on layaway. They were sandals, so, and they were hot. So I put both of them on layaway. And I made the payments, but then when I got the shoes, I think I wore one pair one time and the other pair. So I had to analyze that. Sometimes you put something on layaway you think you want it, and then when you get it out, it's like, I don't even really want it now. So you just put it on the shelf. So that's another analogy to the whole love on layaway too. Have you ever really put somebody or something on layaway, and then after you got it, you didn't even care if you had it? But to answer the question, have I ever been put on layaway? I didn't realize that I had been until the conversation of tonight. I was like, God damn it. I was on layaway. And the payments weren't made consistently. And, you know, at some point, it's just like you and Vic Love said, you get put back on the shelf. It's like, okay, here's this new shiny bright object thing that, you know, you went in the store yesterday, it wasn't there, and you go in the store today, and it's like, wow, I was just in here yesterday. Where did that come from? Return to sender. I've been put on layaway and didn't even know it. But I tell you what, I'm like James. Oh, you won't put me on layaway ever again. I will not be put on layaway because now that I know, ain't going to happen. I don't think I've ever put love on layaway because I'm the type of person, when I see what I want, I do what I have to do to get it. So if I decide that this is a relationship that I want to be in and I'm going to put everything into it and I'm going to make sure I come fully prepared and able to pay for the purchase up front. If I got to sit back and watch it for a minute before I can pay for it, that's just. But not again.
But, and it's hard to admit. It's hard to admit, though, because I didn't think when we talked about this, I was like, God damn it. How did I let that happen? But again, that's the reason why we talk about what we talk about in the red room, because it enlightens you. Because some things you don't know, you actually know.
Mm-hmm.
But see, a lot of times you don't even realize that it's happening to you until you're in it.
Right.
Because I didn't go into that situation with the intention of being put on layaway. But once I was in it, that was the only thing that I could think of that was, you know, a simile or a comparison to it. I didn't set out to be like, you know, hey, you know, I'm going to let him make his little deposits here and there. But, I mean, ultimately, I put myself on the shelf. I took myself off that way. Because, like you said, you know, it's not a place you want to be.
Hey, Toya.
Before
you go to the next one, we do have a caller that's been sitting for just a moment, so we're going to go ahead and grab them real quick.
Okay.
Caller, welcome. We're going to go ahead and unmute your line. The last four digits of your phone number are 1542. Welcome to
Hello.
The Red Room. How are you doing tonight?
I am doing great. Everybody can just call me the chubby Ewok because I'm short and chubby like an Ewok. but it sounds to me, and please correct me if I'm wrong, it sounds to me as if love on layaway is a nice way of saying, I'm going to keep you around until somebody better comes along, and if they don't, I'll settle for you. That's what it sounds like. I mean, because at our age, and I'm assuming that we are all at least in our late 30s and up, at our age, you should know what you want in a relationship. If you're in your 30s and you're in your late 30s or 40s or 50s, and you don't know what you want in a relationship, something wrong. You should know that by now. So this whole, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that it doesn't exist, but love on layaway, that's what it sounds like. It sounds like you're just putting this person on a hold and say, okay, I'm gonna stick you here, and if I find something better, I'm gonna put you. I'm done with you. But if I don't, you know, okay, I'll settle for you. What are you doing?
Playing devil's advocate here. Could it be possible that it's you, not them? Like,
I
want to be with you, but there's a certain circumstance or something that you know that you have to get right, or whoever has to get right within themselves before they can fully step to that person.
Yeah, not really. I can't think. Think about it like this. Think about it like this. All of the relationships, every time I hear somebody say that they're waiting for a specific thing, whether it be financial reasons, they're raising kids, or they need to get their degree. Why can't you do that while you're married to that person? Why can't you do that in a relationship? Historically, if you were talking about, I need to get my head together in the sense of, I don't know what I want. I don't know where I am at in my life. That's one thing. But to say that I need to get myself together financially, I need to raise my kids, I need to get my degree, I need to get my career together, why can't you do those in a relationship?
Because you're laid all the way.
Okay, it doesn't answer the question. Okay, so what I'm saying is, if you say that you don't want to be in a relationship until you get your degree, okay, why can't you be in a relationship and still go to school? If you get in your career together, if you're saying, okay, I can't get in a relationship because I'm putting my career together, why can't you do it in a relationship? Now, it'd be a different story. Like I said, if you had something going on in your life in the sense that you had to fix yourself, that I understand. But to say that I'm not going to get in a relationship because I need to be financially stable, I need to do this, why can't you do that together? Because isn't a relationship working together?
Hey, how about this? Because a lot of people want to make sure that they have everything together before they even commit to something. They want to have everything, you know, on point. You know,
okay,
like you said,
you'll never have everything on point. There's no impossibility.
I'm saying some people want to have things in perspective before they even commit to something for a relationship. So not saying the layaway, they're just saying they want to be equipped to do what they have to do, and they don't want to have to put no burden on another person. Because a lot of times people get into some stuff and they want to, I'm going to school, I'm doing this. They want to take care of that before they commit to a relationship.
But okay,
that's not
but it goes,
that's
it goes back to my original. It goes back originally to what I was saying. It sounds like a cop out because think about it. Like I said, you can still go to school and be in a relationship. You can still do your job. You can still build your career. You can still build your business, all while in a relationship. And from the way that it sounds in your voice, it sounds like you're not even that you don't even believe what you just said because you're stuttering. You're stuttering.
Oh, you talking about me?
Yeah. I mean, think about it. If you truly believe what you said,
I never stuttered. Ever stuttered.
Okay,
I'm
but what
saying,
I'm saying, okay, not stuttered. What I'm saying
that,
is you're hesitating.
I'm straight. I got my shit together. You know, so I'm not stuttering. I'm just saying some people want to have their stuff together before they commit to a relationship, not layaway. So don't get it twisted.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. What makes
let me ask you this. So if
why
you
can't
know
you get those things together
that you want to get your stuff together, but you know that that's the person you want to be with, isn't that in essence a form of layaway? Because you're putting a reserve on that person. You're making those deposits, spending time with them, you know, getting to know them. And in the end, you know you want to take ownership. Is that not what layaway
really,
is?
Because because you've already decided that you want that person. I met the
when
queen.
When you make a layaway purchase, you decide that you want that purchase.
That's true. However, I met the queen in January of 1 year, okay? I knew by March that I was going to marry this woman. I got engaged in September, that the following October we got married. And that's what I mean. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that people don't know what they want. But if you know you want that person, you just said it yourself, you know you want to be with this person, what's stopping you from making that next step? Why do you have to put this person on layaway? There's no other reason other than, like I said, other than you're not together. What I mean by that, not being together in the sense of you're not mentally capable, then I can understand you're not mentally capable of being in a relationship. However, if you're looking at, if you say financially I want to be together, well, being married can actually help that situation. If you're worrying about kids, once again, you got two people working together to build a relationship. Once again, it takes care of that problem. If you're talking about your that you need to go to school, then again, you still have benefits to being in a relationship or even married, depending on what your circumstances. Because being married, you get a lot of tax breaks, you get a lot of grants and things like that to go to school. Oh, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to put anybody on blast or put anybody down, but it does slightly sound like a cop out.
Oh, okay. Now I got it. Hey, Toya, I got it.
Yes.
I know I'm stuttering, but see, this is personal. But I hear that. But I'm not stuttering, my man. But I hear you, and you make a lot of good sense. But okay, I'm saying that's got to be great because I'm saying a lot of people want to be established before they commit. And you want married. You want to get married and then make sure everything's okay? That doesn't sound that. That's like ass backwards. I'm saying you need to make sure.
Okay, but this is what I'm saying. There's nothing 100% in this country. There's nothing 100%. You can never foresee the outcome of anything. I know a man that last year, this man was a multimillionaire. Now he's living in a homeless shelter. So there's no way to predict that. Saying that you want to get yourself together, it doesn't make sense because you can be riding high today. You could be doing everything you're doing correctly. You're supposed to be doing what you're supposed to do, and something happens, and all of a sudden you're at rock bottom. It doesn't take a lot. So why can't you do it together?
Okay, so tell me, Ewald, let me ask you this. Have you ever put someone on layaway before the queen and all that? Have you ever done that?
Sadly, I did. The woman that I was with before I met my wife, I made the mistake of being selfish. I knew that this woman was going to stay with me regardless to the fact that I was holding her off for 5 years. I told her what she wanted to hear. I played the game, and unfortunately, I hurt her. Now, that was me being selfish. I knew that I wasn't going to marry this woman. I knew that. I knew this a year into the relationship. I knew I wasn't going to marry her. I knew that she wasn't the type of woman that I wanted to be with. But she was a good person. But I was thinking of my own selfish needs, so I put her off.
So let's see what Shelly has to say. Shelly, what's your take on all of this?
I'm enjoying the ride. I love the controversy. I'm kind of really feeling this whole being the back in the corner thing. I do want to say that listening to the dialogue and listening to what everybody's been saying, I understand the point that was brought up about how you want to prepare yourself and be in the right place with your life and with yourself, even with your finances, before you actually say, I'm ready for this relationship. The dating part of it is cool because if it's just dating, then it's, you know, we go out, we have fun, there's no commitment. But I do remember, and I know Toya knows this, at one point in my life, I became single and had to get to a place where I needed to feel that I brought as much to the table
as I wanted to receive. And I met someone who brought more to the table than I did. And I guess I put him on layaway because I knew I was building, I guess, at the same level as he was, because I did not ever want to feel that in any point in that relationship he was going to look at me and say, we're not on the same level with finances or emotionally or spiritually or whatever. So did I put him on layaway thinking that I was going to get to where he was, which is what I wanted? I did. But when I realized it was going to take me longer than what I expected to happen, I had to put him back on the shelf.
And
so,
Shelly, you bring up an excellent point. Layaway should be a temporary thing. When you go into that store to put your Christmas gifts on layaway, they tell you it has to be out here by December 15th, December 24th. Excuse me. They put a time limit on it. Layaway isn't supposed to last for years. Vic, I don't know who you got a layaway with. Did you still got stuff on layaway for years?
And then he said some have been laid away. Y'all missed
hold
that.
On. I was, like, joking, but I'm saying my...
I know, that's
my
all
last,
I'm joking back.
You know what I'm saying? I'm joking about that. But I'm saying this, though. I just think layaway, when it comes to relationship status, it's like a little, a cop-out. You know what I'm saying? If a person's not sure what they want, you know, I think, who should wait for that? You should wait for somebody to be ready to be yours and make little deposits. Layaway is just what it's supposed to be for a gift or something, but not in relationship status. So if your love's on layaway, you need to get the hell away from that person, because guess what? They're never going to make the true deposit, because if they just try an inch by inch by inch to get your life, get into your life, it's never going to work. Because I'm saying, if you're going to put your self-esteem that low that you have a person to make sure and make little deposits to make sure it's going to happen, that's kind of sad. I mean, for me, I'm saying my opinion might be wrong, but I'm saying I just don't think that. Detoya, put it this way. If I want you, why I got to make small deposits to let you know I want you? You okay
I'm
with
just,
that?
I'm just presenting the topic here. I see your point. Like I said, they tried to put me on layaway, and I put myself back on the shelf. Because,
damn right.
I mean,
you should always do the shelf. Anybody trying to start nickel-diming you to be yours and not sure, then you shouldn't have to worry about that. And then a person
exactly.
That's not ready, and they got their stuff, like I said earlier, if you ain't got your stuff, a person that's going to school, they want to take care of all that stuff, so when y'all get together finally, y'all could be good. Ain't no way, I don't want to hear about somebody saying, okay, guess what, I love you, I want to be with you, and we could be broke together, and we could be poor together, and it's just because I love you. Fuck that, that's bullshit. Get your shit together, and then you'll be ready to establish some kind of responsibility. Ain't no way in the world, I don't want nobody to call me and say, hey, Vic, I love you, but guess what? And my shit is raggedy, and we're going to be raggedy together. Fuck that shit. You need to make sure you got shit all ready to bring to the table when you're ready to be in love. And sometimes you don't have it at that point, but I'm saying as far as schooling and stuff like that, take care of that before you – take care of you so you'll be ready to be a great partner in a relationship.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. So,
and I understand what he's saying, and it makes sense, because that's kind of exactly how I felt. I wanted steak and lobster, but all I could bring to the table was oodles and noodles. Who's gonna do that for long? Who's gonna sit at the table every night you get together for dinner, and I want steak and lobster, and you gonna put on my plate steak and lobster, but I'm gonna hand you a bowl of oodles and noodles. And I ain't
but you be hooking the oodles and noodles
up.
I
know, you're right saying. I ain't putting no mushrooms in it, no sesame
oil. You can have a whole meal.
But you know what I'm saying? saying,
exactly.
You have to know. Your intentions can set out, and that was my situation. My intentions were, okay, I know what he's bringing to the table, but I can't reciprocate the way that he can. And maybe that's not what he was looking for from me. But at some point, you can't tell me that if I'm the one that's broke, but you're always the one that's paying the money for whenever we go out to eat or we go on vacations and, you know, I can't do this because I got to work because I need that cheese. After a while, you're going to resent me. So what I did, yeah, I did put him on layaway. It may not be intentional. Sometimes it is, but sometimes it's not.
So it sounds like to me layaway can be acceptable depending on the type of shopper you are.
Now we're going to talk about shopping.
So if you're that shopper, like you said, like Shelly, like you said, you went.
You better
and
shop around.
You knew you couldn't afford it, but you wanted it, but you tried it, but you knew you had to give that layaway up. Is that
exactly.
more acceptable? That's more acceptable than the person who just goes in and did what you did before and get those shoes and don't really want them and then put them on the shelf. So does that boil down to, like, what kind of shopper you are? So is layaway acceptable depending on what your overall intentions are for your purchase?
Now, y'all answer that. I told y'all she was going to bring it in the red room tonight.
I can't answer that shit. I can't answer that one. I'm fucking stuck.
Are you still with us?
He is, but I'm an impulsive shopper. It could be a good and a bad thing. So layaway don't work for me. It's either I'm getting it that day or I'm not getting it at all. But when it comes to love, it's a little bit more work. I can't be impulsive with that because the last time I did that, I got in a bad situation. I need to change my shopping stupid.
Vic, what do you think about it?
Can I ask a question?
Who, me?
Y'all know who this is.
Oh, Nisi on the table.
I got a question. Tell me, because I'm trying to do some new stuff now. Is love on their way a bad thing or a good thing? Because I'm trying to do that. But, you know, being in a committed relationship didn't work out for me. So maybe love on their way is my thing. So is that a good
thing? That's another point that I had here. Layaway is a pseudo-commitment, to answer your question, Nisi. A pseudo-commitment. For those of you who might not know, pseudo means false. So you're kind of committed because you see that thing you want and you put that little bit of money down, but you still don't own it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I'm talking about. I want that. I want to try that.
So you want to love on layaway?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. So I was saying, is it a good thing? If it's a good thing, I want to do that.
I mean, that's all up to you. I mean,
because I feel that if both parties is in agreement to it, let's do it. What could it hurt?
So I guess the better question is, what kind of shopper are you?
I'm a frugal shopper, so. You know,
she shops around.
Yeah.
No, I mean, if you go into the layaway with a mutual understanding, a mutual agreement, know that it's going to be temporary, know that it's a pseudo commitment, and that in the end, you know, you're either going to be put back on the shelf or go ahead and make the purchase, then only you can decide if that's right for you. It's neither a good or bad thing. We're just here to present the information, play devil's advocate, and let you decide for yourself.
Oh, okay, because 9 times out of 10, I think layaways is like 90 days. That's a good thing. A 90-day relationship?
Win-win.
The 90-day rule is pretty cool.
I got a rule for you.
Yeah.
I got I found a big rule. If this shit ain't right in 2 days, shit, they ain't getting a third. Fucking rule. That's bullshit. That 90-day shit is crazy. And you know what's in the 90-day shit? Any girl that's listening right now, you do the 90-day shit with somebody named Vic Love, and you ain't getting shit, and you'll be dumped in 10 days, 5 days, 5 days.
Hey, Vic,
How did you get that out of what I just said? I'm sorry, I'm upset right now. I'm upset because, Nisi, how you doing, honey? I want to tell you, I miss you. But my good thing into a bad thing. Ain't nobody talking about holding back for 90 days. That meant everything was on the table.
Hold back.
I said, love and love might be right for you. You're right. I'm glad you chimed in for this one.
Yeah.
Layla with love.
Should we take another caller, Shelly? Sawyer?
Yes, we can take another caller.
Okay. So the caller I'm going to announce now, the last four digits of their phone number, 7158.
No.
Welcome, caller.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had to refresh my screen. Let me hold off on that for a second.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Toya.
I dropped my phone, y'all. Oh, my gosh. Am I still here? I dropped my phone.
Yes, you're here.
No, you're here.
Oh,
I had
Lord
a technical
Jesus.
Difficulty over here. I got to reboot the studio. So, Toya, go ahead.
So while we wait to see if any other callers are queued, let's just kind of recap what we've been discussing for the last 40 minutes or so. Our topic tonight is love on layaway, and we've had some very interesting dialogue, and it seems as though Nisi just chimed in, and she thinks love on layaway is a good thing. She's like, sign me up. And other people said there's no way that they would be on layaway, but they've done layaway. And it seems as though sometimes it could be acceptable and other times it can't be, just depending on the situation and the intent. So I guess before you put love on layaway or have someone put you on layaway, you have to know the motivations and intents and where it's going, and decide if that's right for you. So now we're going to kind of change gears with this topic. What are some of the signs in everything we've discussed for people who may not know that they are on layaway? What are some of the signs that you think might be there that people need to look for?
They don't return your text. They don't return your text. They don't return your phone calls. You make a date. They continuously reschedule. Or they just don't say nothing at all. Let's see, what else have I dealt with? It's not you, it's just me. I can go on.
Yeah, and I think that those are the type of people who avoid titles. They don't want to label it because they don't own it.
They're like, why
do we have to label this? You know, it is what it is.
It could be what it is, but if you're just going to be in a it is what it is situation, then what's the purpose of doing it? I understand companionship. I get that. But I'm the type of person that if we're going to be in a situation where we're learning each other and working for something, we're working to be in a relationship in my eyes. Because I'm a lover, so that's just how I think of it.
Y'all touched the nerve with the whole title thing. Now you got me wondering if I was the love on layaway or if I was putting love on layaway.
And I think another thing that's really another sign that a lot of people might feel is you're an option. You always feel like an option. You don't feel like the priority. Because if they really, truly wanted you, they would take ownership.
Some people have a problem doing that.
And as we've been having this conversation, I think that there are two or maybe even more than two types of love on layaways. There's the layaway where you're going to make the purchase, and there's the layaway where you know your stuff going to get put back. So in answering these, maybe we need to differentiate between those two.
That's the one I like. The stuff being put back. That's the one I like. Yep. That sounds like a winner. I'm telling you.
So you gotta play it out. You gotta do a 30-day trial, or 14-day trial. Excuse me.
Just
and
to
see what
it's
about.
That's one of the beauties of layaway. That's a pseudo commitment. Yes, reserve. But if you decide you don't want it, you just might lose a little. There's nothing really to lose.
But tell me,
right,
in a week, next 6 months.
But see, that's where communication and that agreement or that contract comes in. You're not gonna sit down and write a contract, and be like, "Well, that's a whole nother show." You know.
I was gonna say I could do that. I'm famous for writing contracts.
You need to be like,
contract.
"Look, we gonna have a contract for this love on layaway." But
this is funny.
I'm kind of like with Niecy, though, because sometimes you do have to put love on layaway because it's the dating process and everything, and then you could end up with some dude that you just feel like is a great guy and y'all have a lot in common, and then he show up and y'all have dinner and he starts singing and can't, and he got a phone in his hat trying to. So that's the shit that you put on layaway. I'm sorry. After that, you know what? You say it to yourself, I put you on layaway. And I might have made one payment because, to me, payment is the date, the number of dates.
The time.
I might have made
I made
a payment and said, you know what? Okay, I thought it was good for me. This is what I wanted. But then I make another payment. And then something about that says, no, I don't really want this. Never mind. So I'm glad to stop making payments and put you back on the show because somebody else is going to see you as that most amazing person or whatever they're looking for. But I saw it and thought it was great, but no, I don't think I need
it. It's like going to the animal shelter. I don't really like this pit bull, but I'm going to go ahead and take that poodle home. I know that one's going to be much more better for me.
So layaway could, in a positive way, be a way of avoiding buyer's remorse.
I'll give you that one.
Has Toya, I really want to ask this question. Has Toya created a dating term? Can you imagine going out with someone saying, you know what we're going to do is we're going to, if you like me and I like you, eventually the goal is for us to form a relationship and, you know, develop feelings for each other. So can we talk about this love on layaway thing? Because that's what we're doing right now. Is that going to be a new
and they're
going to
look at me and be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I think Toya has created a new dating term, love on layaway. Boo, I just want you to know, you are sexy as hell. I really like you, but just you're on layaway right now, okay? Because I'm just not quite sure if I want to take full possession or if I just want to make payments right now. Niecy, is that kind of like what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to try that shit this weekend. And I'm going to tell y'all next week if it works.
Oh, okay.
If that shit backfires, I'll turn that whole show down.
That's because you're not setting it up right. You need to set it up right for it to backfire. Come on. You got to
be like,
right.
They're like, what the fuck do you mean layaway?
And the day for it?
They be like, buy me, nigga, buy me.
I can make some phone calls and set my date up right now. Then hold on.
Okay. And then, okay, so then I have a question for you. This just popped in my mind. What happens if, because you know there are some people out there, especially at Christmas time, you want to get the most of what you can get. So you're going to go to one store and you can go to another store and another store. And you're going to put a layaway at each store. Because you got different stuff. You got different stuff you want from each store. What about that?
That's what you call shopping addiction.
How much love do you get? That's a very valid point.
Some people might try to have multiple layaways.
And what is that called, Latoya?
Being a hoe.
Thank you.
Once upon a time, I was a hoe. I'm a nigga.
Layaway.
Take it back.
Being a player.
I don't have that kind of time in my life no more. I gave them days.
But let's break down layaway. Have you lay or you go away?
Oh, shit.
We knew Victor was going to go here. Oh, my gosh. We knew he was going to go here. Okay, so multiple layaways.
Next.
So are we saying that multiple layaways are not good?
No.
No, Shelly. Too many layaways, you might lay away.
You know what?
Multiple layaways may be good in the realm of shopping, but in the realm of love on layaway, no multiples.
No, okay, that's wrong.
Because then your money going to be going every which way. You're going to be forgetting where you got this layaway at, where you got that layaway at. You might be thinking you're paying on this, but you actually paying on that, and you're just going to get all confused and lose them all. And all your stuff going to be going back on the shelf.
Oh, my God.
So, to the next better.
That was a good one, Toya. I like that. All your shit go back on the shelf.
You have been sold to the next bidder.
But let me ask you a question. How about a layaway, right? And you've been paying on it, but you didn't complete it. So what happens to that?
Okay.
On the shelf?
So if you're making these payments, like I said, love on layaway is temporary. The stuff you either claim ownership or it gets put back on the shelf. And the thing about these payments are they have to be consistent payments. When you sign that layaway agreement, depending on where you go, some people are like, you're going to have to come and pay on this every week, every 2 weeks, every month, just depending on what store you go to. But miss the payment and see what happens. You walk in that store to pay on your layaway and you see your stuff sitting on the shelf waiting for the next person to buy.
You put it down like that. I have been put on layaway, and I have been sold to the next bidder.
Ooh.
That makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm. I ain't ashamed to admit it.
See how these conversations that we have in the red room bring us to understanding things about ourselves and our life that we did not realize. But we do it in a way that it's enlightening, but we also add a little comedy to it. And sometimes you do stuff that you just have to laugh at yourself and say, really, I did that? I'm doing a whole lot of analyzing still. After the conversation with Toya the other night, it was like, let me think about that. Wow. So, and
there are probably callers who are either listening live or in the archives who are probably wrecking their brains right now thinking, am I on layaway? Did I put somebody on layaway? Not even realizing that this even is an occurrence.
But I'm gonna tell you the ones that's going to make them just completely have a self-evaluation moment. See, we as women, we kind of expect stuff like this because, you know, men are usually in control of the dating. Usually, I said. But then there's some men that's either listening or will listen to the archive shows, and they will be taking notes. They're going to be writing down, be like, okay, so how am I supposed to know? Am I? Wait a minute. She told me she couldn't see me last week because her grandson had a sleepover. She told me she couldn't see me the week before because she had to work late. But then, you know, we talked on the phone for a couple of hours, but every time I try to see her, something, her grandfather was in the hospital. I'm going to call you when I leave. He's going to start thinking back and wondering, am I on layaway? Because, see, men don't expect women to do that to them. Women kind of feel like, okay, this is something I need to think about. Oh, does he really like me? Men don't usually do that because they just think that I'm that guy. I can't be put on layaway. So this topic, Toya, you got a whole lot of people opening up their minds. I'm telling you, love on layaway, if you don't get it,
you could possibly.
Yep. Unless, like Niecy said, if that's what works for you, then you make your payments until you get to the point where you say, nope, you know what, I found this over here on sale. I can get the same product for a lower price, and I don't even have to make no payments.
At TJ Maxx.
But see, some of those layaways got that price match guarantee.
Oh, Lord, no, she did not throw in the price
match. She might see you
coping
the next chicken up her game.
Oh, Lord, not the price match guarantee. Damn.
But you know, a lot of people put stuff on layaway because it's guaranteed at that price. So you see something you want. So you put your bid in.
Mm. You know something, sometimes on layaway is not a fact that it'd be available when you pay for it.
You know what, Victor, that's right, because you said that and immediately it popped in my head. I had a layaway one time, and I was making the payments the one time, and when I went back to get my layaway out, goddammit, they told me that they couldn't find it. They told me they couldn't find my layaway.
Because the people that pay straight cash get it first, and sometimes when you have a layaway, you look at the fine print. See, what we don't do, we don't look at
the fine print.
The fine print says maybe not available when you purchase it at full price. So your shit might not, it's not on no shelf. You might think it's on
so
a shelf.
So it's like you putting in the time. You ready to make that big move? And they be like, sorry, I'm out.
So what about pre-order?
Yes.
But usually layaways are to, like, guarantee something. A lot of times, like you said, you have to read the fine print. But when you take that item back there, that's where the term layaway came from. They actually put it in storage. They lay it away until you come get it. But I don't know, some of them employees might be sneaking in your packages while you're not looking and try to confiscate your goods.
You're right.
But trust me.
I guess that's one of the dangers of layaway.
You know what I'm saying? But you lay
somebody
away.
Else might be playing in your package.
Somebody wants to pay full price. That shit don't lay away.
But that's where you know, making that actual purchase is a benefit over layaway.
James, can you open up the line to anybody that wants to speak right now? Is there anyone that has something that they'd like to say? Because I'm telling you, all of the callers that are listening right now, I'm sure that they're like, really? Are they having this conversation? But if it is not for you, we understand. The one thing we do know is when you walk away from the Red Room, if it's not for you, I can guarantee you at some point in your life, you're going to cross somebody's path and you're going to think back and say, wow, I heard this topic in the Red Room and this so is for you. And you can refer them to any of our archive shows. They don't have to speak.
All they have to do is listen. Because we put our own personal stuff out there. That's the one thing that we do. I mean, the topic for tonight is because our host felt it, she shared something of her own personal life. I share my personal life as well as James and Vic, as Samaj and Vic Love. So don't ever feel that if you come into the Red Room that you have to feel like, oh, I don't want anybody to know what's going on. We don't care who you are. You can disguise your voice. We don't care. It's just about you sharing with us what we're talking about, and hopefully it can help somebody.
So, I'm just, Toya, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you think that layaway is similar to pre-order?
Mm. With pre-order.
Mm. I had to get a sip for this one. I'm waiting for this answer.
I know, right?
Come
with
on, bring
pre-order,
it.
Pre-order, you already know that you're going to get that thing. You are putting it on reserve. But when the thing finally comes in, you make your payment up front.
So the
difference between layaway and pre-order is the package itself. Layaway, it's already there for the taking. Pre-order, you have to wait for it.
Mm. That's another show.
And you're right. The thing that is in my mind with that.
Pre-order is paid in full.
Yeah, that's what you're just waiting for it. Mm, that could be like that soulmate.
Oh, Lord. We not going there right now.
No, we're not.
Y'all just not ready. Y'all aren't ready.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I'm just saying.
But
you're
My mind is going so far from there.
Pre-order, you pay for it in full. You know that what's coming is something that is not available for you right now, but you know you want it. You anticipate receiving it, and you are willing to make the investment to pay for something, especially when it's a pre-order and no money back return. Woo!
You're paying up front.
We're paying up front for something that I am waiting for. Anticipating, and I'm going to give you my money now. I haven't seen it and touched it, but I know I want it. So I'm going to pay for it now. I'm going to make the investment now, even before it gets here. I'm sorry. That's kind of.
Pre-order is actually making a major commitment. Layaway is just kind of flaky or. It can be flaky, but on the flip side, it can be, you know, making an honest, you know, consistent commitment to getting what you want after time.
You're right. Some people do put stuff on layaway, and they actually make the commitment to pay. They can't wait till they get that check on Friday because they're going to go straight to that store, make that payment, walk out feeling good knowing that I got, like Nisi said, 90 days. I'm 30 days in. I got 60 more days before I can have this, and they're excited about it. Then there's some that get lax and be like, yeah, well, you know what, I know I'm supposed to pay this week, but I'm going to give it to them when I get paid next week because I don't feel like going to that store.
And it's the consistency.
Too far out.
Yeah. That's the people who get their stuff put back. But when you said that, Shelly, about the person who gets excited about paying their layaway, it was a movie. I want to say it was The Wood, but it might not have been. It was like one of those predominantly black casts where this guy had this like triple fat goose on in the summer. And they were like, man, why are you wearing that big coat? He was like, I just got it off layaway. I put it on like last year.
Oh, but, shit. What movie was that? I saw it. What is it? Damn it.
I don't think it was The Wood, but that,
it wasn't The Wood.
When she just said that like popped up into my mind because I'm like, that's commitment.
It was The Wood.
Yeah. He didn't care how hot it was outside.
He was like, I finally got my layaway.
Yep.
It was The Wood.
So I guess that's one of those. Oh my goodness, I'm gonna have to find that movie and watch it just to see the commitment that he put into getting that coat off a layaway. Now
I'm watching it on Netflix tonight. I'm already pulling it
up. That's our whole work in the red room.
I'm pulling it up right now.
Wow. Wow. Well, Toya, can you do me a favor, please? Because I'm going to take some notes. I'm always one of those, and I'm sure so many people that are listening. I think one of the things that we need to do is make sure we highlight the points of our topic. So if you want to take notes, you can refer back to them. Give us just some key points to know that you either on layaway or you're putting someone on layaway.
Okay. So I'm going to go back to the key points of what a layaway is and kind of use it as a comparison.
Okay.
And this is, I'm going to kind of intertwine the good layaway versus bad layaway in doing so. The first sign is a deposit has to be made. They have to announce their interest. You have to go to the store and pick that product out and say, hey, I want this. There's some kind of attraction, some kind of need, or some kind of want. And you're willing to put a deposit down for that. The second component of layaway is in there has to be some kind of agreement. When you go into that store, you have to sign a contract. I mean, with Love My Way Away, you don't sign a contract. That could be a whole nother show. But there is some kind of agreement. And that's for people who are knowingly on layaway or are knowingly willing and working towards, you know, that final goal. And then once you make your deposit, you sign your agreement, then you have to make payments. You have to make those consistent payments. When you have a layaway in the store, you make it with money. When you have it in a relationship, you make it with time, with effort, with those good morning and good night texts, with those phone calls and those little things to show that you're making the effort and to show that you still want or need or desire what it is you have on layaway. And then also keep in mind, a layaway is supposed to be a temporary thing. You're not supposed to have a layaway last years like Vic insinuated. And this is more for the positive types of layaway, the ones that actually lead to something, the ones you actually get off and you make the purchase. And then if you do all those things, you actually end up with the purchase. Now, on the flip side, you have those kind of ghetto layaways where you know you might want it or you might not want it, and you don't do those things. You don't put in the time. You don't put in the effort. You don't make your consistent payments. Excuse me. When you see that your layaway is coming up, you feel amped and you try to up your efforts, but then you say, nah, it's not even worth it. So you just let it go. And that's when things get put back on the shelf.
I'm just letting y'all know I took notes. I was sitting like I was in class for that science test that I didn't pay attention in class for. And the test is coming up in an hour, but the teacher just gave me a preview.
And I just saw my science teacher yesterday from high school.
But, again, some of the key points to remember, temporary. You have that pseudo-commitment. It's like, I'm not there yet, but you are committing when you sign that agreement to make the payments. You don't have full ownership yet, but that choice is yours. Layaway presents a choice for the buyer.
Mm-hmm.
And also know that there are fees.
Indeed.
There are fees.
I had to swallow hard on my drink on that one. I'm sorry. There are always fees that have to be paid. You're right.
Me too, Shelly. I'm swallowing hard on this drink too.
Whew. I guess
layaway can be a positive or a negative depending on how you utilize it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I tell you what, after the show tonight, you will definitely know if you have been put on layaway, and you'll know if you are putting someone on layaway. And if you don't know, you're just going to be lost. You're a shopper. You're a shopper with no product in mind.
No, if you don't know, then you need to get out the store. You need to go home.
You need to just go.
You need to use cash. Not a credit card. Cash.
Oh, my gosh.
Just like me and Macy last week.
Vic, if you don't know, you need to use cash. Is that what you is that what you think?
I said, if you don't know, now you know.
Wow, guys, I'm telling you, tonight has been an awesome show. We have truly been enlightened. I must say for myself, we have enlightened others. James, what was the caller that called in earlier? What was his name?
Chubby Ewok.
Chubby Ewok.
Chubby Ewok, thank you for listening to the show. I thank you for your feedback. We always enjoy controversy in the Red Room. We get excited when we can bring up a topic where somebody can just, you know, give us a point of view where they're like, different from what anybody else is saying. We just want your opinion. And if you don't agree with us, that's all good, because that's the only way we can learn is when we sometimes create controversy.
Speaking of controversy, I just got an email message from someone who's listening in. And their question is, what about consolidating layaways by bringing them all together?
Oh, wait a minute. No, no, no. My drink is not strong enough for this.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go. Can you repeat the question?
I'm going to let you start with this one.
Can you repeat the question?
They want to know, what about consolidating layaways by bringing them all together?
Okay, so.
So I guess that goes back to what we said, you got a layaway at this store and that store. They just want to have one big, happy layaway family.
In my experience, in my many years of life, in my many moons of life, that shit does not work. I have tried and tried. But like Kunta, they chop off my foot. Don't do it to yourself.
Okay, my drink is not strong enough for your answer.
That's asking to have your foot chopped off.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, unless you are in a, what's that show called, Sister Friends or Sister Neighbors, whatever, sister wives. Unless you're in that type of predicament, that's a whole different situation.
That's a whole nother show.
That's a whole nother situation. But that, it does not work. Keep your layaway separate. There's no other answer. I've answered the question for everybody.
Shelly, any thoughts on that question?
Nope, I answered
the
question.
My mind is going.
There is no other answer. I don't care what anybody says. There's no other answer. Keep your layaways separate. Keep Burlington at Burlington. Keep Marshalls at Marshalls. Keep CJ Maxx at CJ Maxx.
Okay, y'all, I dropped my phone earlier. And I was so hoping that, and I didn't drop it. I dropped it on the ceramic tile. I didn't drop it on the carpet.
Oh.
So I'm so glad. I am so glad that it still works. Because if I had missed out on hearing or answering any of these questions, it would have so killed my life for the night.
Damn.
I'm just gonna follow the answer of my friend who knows me so well, and just simply say that, Samaj, you're right. I ain't gonna try to dissect it, overthink it, analyze it, and try to make the answer to your friend who emailed you is what Jane said. What'd you say, Samaj? Oh, sorry.
Leave Burlington at Burlington. Leave TJ Maxx at TJ Maxx. Keep all that shit separate. Who emailed you that? Expose who they are. I want to know. What's your email password? I'm going to log in myself and respond to that email. Caller, whoever sent that email, if you're listening, please forward that email to my email address. It is SamajBrandonLLC@gmail.com. I will send you my response.
Oh, goodness. Oh, if you can lose weight from laughing, I've sure done it tonight.
Vic, do you have a response for that emailed message?
I'm not even sure I think we might have just made him pass out from all of the. Oh.
He had to go to sleep on that one.
I'm not. Don't diss me, guys. And you're laughing. Why are you laughing so hard?
There is no other answer, though.
I have no answer, but I'm saying don't. I'm here. I'm listening to y'all.
We
already agreed that. That Samaj took one for the whole damn team and said, this is what we're going to say. This is our story, and we're sticking to it.
It is the safest answer for all of our lives to keep our secrets.
And you are, Samaj. Samaj, I agree with you. That's my answer, and I'm sticking to it.
All for one and one for all.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with the crew on that one, because you know sometimes I pull out some shit that'd be like, well, you know what I really think is,
I'm not today.
Not even playing devil's advocate on that. we will, y'all know I can argue any point either way, but
usually I would argue that one, but no, we ain't gonna argue that today.
I'm gonna leave that one alone too.
No, there is no actually. There's no actually. There's no if. There's no and. There's no but.
No,
there's no maybe.
I've been in that situation before.
I have too.
That's another
what I'm
show, another time, another topic. Mm. Tune
haven't
into
we
the
all?
Bedroom.
I remember it like it was yesterday. Sarasota High School, 2004. There was one at Oxon Hill. There was one at WMST. And there was one at Sarasota. That one summer camp, we all came together. God damn.
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh.
I was
y'all
terrible.
Actually all come together, or did y'all all come together?
Ooh.
Should have been the same.
O-M-E or C-U-M?
You know what?
Which one?
I set myself up for that one. Let's just say this.
It's fine.
We didn't come C-U-M. Together the way that I would have liked.
Or C-U-M.
But we did end up in the same location. Let's just say that.
Okay.
Hey, I think... I think he, have you seen that emoji, the emoji when you text somebody with the big eyes wide open? Like, that was his face probably. I could just see him now. It's like, what can I do to help my friend? Nothing.
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
Oh my God. I've had so much fun with you guys tonight.
We have had an amazing show. I just want to say that tonight was, it did so much for me because for several reasons, but one, because I love to hear other people's topics in the Red Room. You know, James and Samaj, and, you know, I'm going to have to always go back between that because it's just, I'm still getting used to it. Vic Love, just the callers that, you know, send us topics to talk about. We just love having other people's topics to bring into the Red Room and to share them because it's not just about what we talk about in here, too. But tonight, for me, turning the host mic over to LaToya Carter Q was special for me because a lot of people hear us talk on the show together. She's my little sister. Love her to pieces, to the moon and back. And we have some of the most powerful conversations that it's like we can't just do this amongst ourselves. We have to share. And last Thursday was my birthday. And it was a blessed day because I woke up alive. I woke up, not alive, it's the same thing, but I was in a really, really crazy place. And I talked to her. She sent me a text message. I had the Facebook, and then she called me, and we talked. And it was not until I talked to her that I came out of the place that I was in. And then she got in a place and called me, and we both got out of the place that we were in. So it's like sometimes when you talk to people and you talk things through, when you are looking for help, the person that is looking for help ends up being the person that helps the other, and it's reciprocal. And I'd like to think that that's what we do in the Red Room. If we're talking about something that can't help you, hopefully it'll help somebody else. But what also made me feel amazing was that with me moving on, doing a lot of other things that I want to do but still keep the Red Room open, there still needs to be that female voice. I know without a shadow of a doubt, and I can say this with all the power that I have within the voice in the Red Room, that if I'm not here, Samaj and Vic Love will hold it down. They've done it before, and I know they can do it again. But with everyone welcoming LaToya into the Red Room, I know that if there's a night that I can't be there, she's going to be that female voice that will bring something that will give everybody what they need. So with that being said, I have one more thing I want to say, and then I'm going to leave it to you guys to shut the show down. I'm excited to be able to say that, you know, I announced this last week, and I'm going to keep announcing it until the door's open. I'm excited to produce our first show in the Red Room, and I encourage anybody that wants to join us, please do. Just let us know. We have 6 other nights during the week that there can be a show. So if you want your own show, talk to us. We'll see what we can do. We'll see if it fits into our format. But we're going to open up the Red Room to a show called The Sports Chamber. And this is a show that I've wanted to do for over a year, and I think the timing is finally right. And I'm really excited to collaborate with the host of the upcoming show, and I know that he's going to sling the door wide open each week with the controversial topics that we'll do exactly, you know, what we've always done in the Red Room, give you an undiluted version of what you think and what you feel, but give you a chance to give your feedback and your opinion. Just listen out for the announcement of the first show,
and the launch, but no, it's going to be hot. I'm out. I just want to thank everybody for listening, and I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart to my little sis, LaToya Carter-Q, who is an author in her own right, for just hosting the show tonight and giving us such an amazing topic and show. I thank you, and I love you.
I love you, too. And as Shelley said, I am an author working on my debut novel, and I also have a blog. So if you enjoy tonight's topic, I post all kinds of craziness on my blog all the time. So if you want to check that out, it's www.LaToyaCarterQ.com. And I want to, again, thank Shelley for the opportunity. I was kind of nervous when I came in. I'm always on here, but just hosting, I was like, oh, my God, I don't know if I can do it. But you guys made it easy for me. I want to thank Vic. I want to thank Samaj, Nisi, as always, for, you know, chiming in. I want to thank our callers. And most of all, I want to thank the listeners who are listening live and also on the archives. And I had fun. So thanks again and good night.
Vic, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I want to say, again, guys, thanks for tuning in. You know, if your phone radio is not in the red room, your phone is not really on. Vic Love saying, it was a great time. LaToya did an excellent job. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Shelley. You know I love you. Samaj, you be good. And I'll talk to you later. Vic Love, dropping the mic. You hear it?
Now, you know damn well I don't know what be good means. But anyway, everybody have a very, very good night. Stay warm in this winter storm that we did have today. I don't know what y'all saw, but I ain't see one. My name is Samaj Brandon. Please like us on Facebook, TheRevRoomRadio.com. Also, be sure to check out LaToya Carter-Q, author, on Facebook as well. Author Shelley L. Brooks as well, and myself, Samaj Brandon, LLC. We are all doing big things in our lives at the moment, and we are collaborating together. The Rev Room is a platform for open forum and to promote any businesses that you might have, any upcoming events. Please be sure to check everybody out. Add us on Facebook. Add us on Instagram. Check out our blog, LaToyaCarterQ.com, TheRevRoomRadio.com for all of our archive shows. Samaj Brandon LLC on Facebook is where you can find my next upcoming event, as well as other promotions of things that I'm involved in. Have a good night, everybody. See you next Tuesday. Invite your friends and family. Have a good night and be safe.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.